AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Lam Research's 68.6 million share pullback tests a 57-week wafer equipment advance. LRCX fell 7.3% in the latest week on above average volume, but the weekly trend signal remains active and the stock still sits well above its regime line after a powerful multi-month run. Research brief. Lam Research closed at $351.4 for the week ended 3 July, down 7.3%, with volume at 68.6 million shares, or 1.3 times its 13-week average. The setback matters because it came with participation, but it has not broken the broader structure. The stock remains 37.9% above its weekly trend line, 75.0% through its 52-week range, and up 33.4% over 12 weeks. Sector context is mixed, with technology broadly positive on breadth, but Lam underperforming the group for the week, while semiconductor equipment and materials also saw a sharp weekly decline. Key points. 1. Lam Research fell 7.3% on the week, underperforming the U.S. technology group's 0.1% average gain, and roughly matching a weak semiconductor equipment and materials industry tape, which averaged negative 6.4%. 2. The trend backdrop remains active with a 57-week streak, while price is still 37.9% above the 254.8 weekly trend line. 3. Volume reached 68.6 million shares, 1.3 times the 13-week average of 51.9 million, and 1.3 times the 52-week average of 54.2 million, giving the decline more weight than a quiet consolidation. 4. Momentum is still strong beyond the latest week. LRCX is up 16.0% over 4 weeks, 33.4% over 12 weeks, 90.2% over 26 weeks, and 257.6% over 52 weeks. 5. Risk is elevated after the sharp weekly loss, a 19.9% drawdown from the 52-week high of $438.5, and recent volatility of 9.1%, versus a 52-week base of 7.2%. Weekly price action turns negative, but the regime has not broken. Lam Research ended the latest completed week at $351.4, down 7.3%. A sharp reversal after a strong run through June. The stock remains in the upper part of its one-year range at 75.0%, but it is now 19.9% below the 52-week high of $438.5, leaving the latest move as more than routine noise for a high-momentum semiconductor equipment name. The broader setup is still constructive. LRCX is up 16.0% over 4 weeks and 33.4% over 12 weeks, with a 90.2% 26-week gain and a 257.6% 52-week return. Its weekly trend signal remains active, with a 57-week streak and 52 of 52 weeks active in the trend backdrop. The key tension is that the stock is still 37.9% above its 254.8 trend line, and 194.8% above ShareMaestro fair value. So the market is continuing to price in a large premium, even after the pullback. Sector and industry context show Lam caught in a wafer equipment reset. The weekly relative picture was weaker than the headline technology sector. U.S. technology averaged a 0.1% weekly gain, with 66.0% trend breadth, 75.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 54.0% positive relative strength breadth. Lam's negative 7.3% return ranked in the weaker part of that sector group for the week, even though its four-week return of 16.0% remains well ahead of the sector's minus 1.8% average. The industry context is more forgiving, but still important. U.S. semiconductor equipment and materials averaged negative 6.4% for the week, so Lam's decline was in line with a broad equipment pullback, rather than an isolated breakdown. Industry breadth remains strong, with 92.6% active weekly trend signals and 77.8% positive readings for both market dynamics and relative strength. Applied materials fell 3.8% for the week, but remains up 33.1% over 4 weeks, while Ichor rose 4.5% and has a 56.1% 4-week gain, showing that stock selection inside the group remains uneven. Market dynamics stay positive, while participation adds risk to the decline. Lam's latest activity pressure reading is positive at 1.77, and the expectancy state remains positive at 62.49%. Relative leadership is also positive at 56.39, although it has cooled from the late June readings above 73, shown in the recent weekly sequence. That shift keeps the opportunity evidence alive, but it also says the momentum profile has lost some urgency after the prior advance. Volume is the cleaner warning. The latest week traded 68.6 million shares, above the 13-week average of 51.9 million and the 52-week average of 54.2 million. At 1.3 times average volume, the decline was not a low participation pause. It followed a 79.3 million share week on 26 June when the stock also fell 2.6%. So the next move needs to show whether recent supply is being absorbed or whether the pullback is drawing further distribution. Risk and watch next framing. The risk profile is no longer calm. 13-week volatility stands at 9.1%, above the 52-week level of 7.2%, and the latest week qualifies as a sharp negative move. The 52-week up-down split still favors the bulls at 35 positive weeks versus 17 negative weeks, with average positive weeks of 6.3% compared with average negative weeks of negative 4.7%. But six recent reversal markers in the smart money tape argue for more caution around failed rebounds. For the next week, the main watch points are whether activity pressure can remain positive, whether relative strength stabilizes after its recent cooling, and whether volume climbs above 1.5 times average on any renewed move. The 254.8 trend line remains the central weekly regime level, while the distance from both trend and fair value means the stock still has a large cushion and a large valuation stretch at the same time. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.